I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. Trade is expected to be one of the topics brought up tonight during President Donald Trump's campaign swing in Billings. Trump recently announced a tentative trade deal between the U.S. and Mexico. It comes against the backdrop of numerous tit-for-tat tariffs. YPR asked two farmers what they would like to hear from the president during his Montana visit.
I'm pulling a Vermeer twin rake down the road in a white 100 tractor.
Stevensville area farmer Hans McPherson is president of the Montana Farm Bureau Federation. He says he's telling his members to be patient as the U.S. trade dispute grinds on. He says the markets just weren't fair.
And we have a president now who's taking them on as a negotiation to get them, try to get them fair.
He says farmers have gone through this before. He says they're resilient. Broadview area farmer Michelle Erickson-Jones is president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. She took some time from spraying her fields to say she hopes Trump will deliver some positive news on the trade front.
Well, I think what we'd like to hear from the president is some positive news on NAFTA. Obviously, there was some positive news that we had agreed in some form of framework to in a deal with Mexico, but we'd certainly like to see Canada added to the deal and NAFTA finalized.
She says ag exports are necessary for the economic well-being of Montana's farmers and ranchers. A press release in advance of today's presidential visit says Trump is expected to talk about the tentative trade deal reached between the U.S. and Mexico and what it means for Montana's ag sector. This as the USDA this week has begun taking applications for the Trump administration's short-term $12 billion aid package. Trump's visit also is to stump four Republican candidates in the fall midterm elections. Congressman Greg Gianforte is seeking a second term and faces challenges from Democrat Kathleen Williams and Libertarian Eleanor Swanson. Republican Matt Rosendale and Libertarian Rick Breckinridge are trying to unseat incumbent Democrat farmer John Tester in the U.S. Senate race. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.